Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, July 31st, 2019. On this day in 1971, Apollo 15 astronauts became the first to ride in a lunar rover. As reported in the Tagesspiegel, by the end of September 2019, all 66 residents of the Sankt Josefsheim nursing home in Prenzlauer Berg will have to move out. The Caritas Altenhilfe, which runs the home, claims that the decisive factors for the closure are fire safety reasons. Nursing homes have been disappearing from attractive inner-city areas more and more frequently in Berlin for gentrification reasons. The Pro-Seniorin residence in Rosenthalerstrasse on Hackescher Markt had to give way to a new building with lofts and offices, and further locations were closed on Invalidenstrasse and Magazinstrasse. The displacement of the socially weak also affects the elderly. The Central City Councillor for Construction, Ephraim Goethe of the SPD, warned against an increase in the phenomenon last year. Especially with office space, but also with residential construction, higher margins can be achieved in good locations than in the nursing sector. Displacement is the logical consequence. According to the operator, Caritas Altenhilfe, in the case of St. Josefheim, everything is completely different. The decisive factors for the closure were only structural fire protection deficiencies and their concern for the safety of people. In January of 2017, the first shortcomings were found by chance, but the full extent only became clear over time, and now only the closure remains. Per reporting, this is where the inconsistencies start. The fire brigade never assessed the situation of the St. Josefsheim, local authorities were not involved in the decision, and there is no official letter ordering a closure. According to Tagesspiegel, residents, relatives, and nursing staff were also surprised by the closure. The residents fear of being torn from their familiar surroundings. Everyone thought they had moved for the last time in their lives. Since they'll be distributed among different homes, they'll have to find their way around and get used to new faces. Above all, there is great distrust of the operator. According to a resident, the fire safety argument was the best thing that could happen to them, as the operators want to get rid of the residents so they can use the property for something more lucrative. In fact, Caritas had already spoken of a, quote, great structural development potential of the property last year, long before those affected learned of fire protection deficiencies and closure. The company also commissioned a feasibility study as early as autumn of 2018, which provided for a far-reaching redesign of the site. Accordingly, two new buildings were to be constructed on the open areas of the site. The nursing home itself was to be renovated and rebuilt, whereby existing rooms were to be merged to create more spacious apartments. At a family meeting, a leading Caritas employee declared that she was, quote, sleeping the last 2 months very badly when she thought of the inhabitants of the St. Josefsheim and their endangered safety. In order to clarify how acute the fire protection problem is, Caritas refers to the assessment made by a commissioned planning office in June of 2018, which lists various shortcomings that urgently needed to be remedied. However, at no point is it stated that the experts recommend a closure. Instead, it says that the office recommends coordination with the responsible fire department, but such a coordination never took place. Furthermore, Caritas claims that it had been confirmed that it is impossible to carry out a renovation during ongoing operations. Attempts of several relatives to see this document were futile. In order to dispel the distrust, the relatives turned to Caritas and suggested obtaining a second opinion. They offered to call in experts from construction companies who specialize in the renovation of nursing homes during ongoing operations, as well as fire protection experts. Caritas only had to agree to a proposed date, though initially agreeing to the plan, the operator let several appointments pass. While Caritas is the largest church welfare organization in Germany, the individual sponsors can be profit-oriented. Critics have long complained that their own claim to, quote, church charitable work suggests mercy, but conceals its entrepreneurial character. In the meantime, more than half of the residents have moved out. Among them was a woman who had only moved into St. Josefsheim last September. When she decided on the site, no one mentioned that there were problems with fire protection. Barbara Arva, managing director for the Caritas Altenhilfe, says that she feels for the inhabitants. According to her, Caritas was convinced until the end that it could continue the business, but a renovation would have interfered too much with the building fabric and the nursing home operations. The measures to make the building fireproof would cost 1.5 million euros, which cannot be refinanced. What exactly is to be created in the nursing home is not clear. What is certain is that Caritas can earn considerably more money in this situation than before with renovated, disability-friendly housing. At the future Capital Airport BER, an additional terminal is to be finished in time for the planned complete opening of the airport in October of 2020. This was assured by general contractor Kurt Zeck at the roofing ceremony for the building on Tuesday when he stated, quote, "I took bets on it. If work continues at this pace, there is no doubt about the completion date." According to airport boss Engelbert Lütke-Daldrup, the terminal, with a capacity of at least 6 million passengers per year, is a prerequisite for taking in Berlin's growing passenger numbers at the BER. It will be built according to simple industrial building standards. Lütke-Daldrup stated, quote, "It's not a cathedral of traffic. We already have that with our Terminal 1, the opening of which had been long time coming since 2011. Many Berlin schools may have to wait for fast internet in the coming years, but the Senate is now addressing the problem. With the help of federal subsidies, Senator of Education Sandra Schieris wants to invest substantially in the digital infrastructure of schools. The SPD politician announced on Tuesday that 170 million euros will be available for this purpose in the next 2 years alone. She stressed that it's particularly important to equip all 700 public schools with high-performance broadband connections for fast internet access. This should be implemented by the end of the year in vocational schools and by 2023 in general schools. 85 million euros would be available for this alone within 4 years. At the moment, the lack of a connection to the broadband fiber optic network is a, quote, huge problem for many schools. If they then have appropriate connections, they should also get better servers, cabling, and internet in the course of the investment program. They'll also receive funding for interactive whiteboards, digital tools, and mobile devices such as notebooks and tablets. Berlin received state and federal funding for the program. The digital pact concluded between the federal government and the Lande will generate 257 million euros within 5 years, an average of 52 million euros per year. In the ongoing saga of deliberately set car fires, 10 more were reported on fire early Tuesday morning in Kreuzberg. Residents had alerted the emergency services around 3:30 a.m. after noticing flames and hearing several loud bangs. The heat was so intense that windows in adjacent ground floor apartments burst, and witnesses reported that a wheelchair user was living in one of the affected apartments, but no one was injured. According to initial findings, the police are assuming arson. 4 vehicles were set on fire at the same time and were completely destroyed by the flames. The flames then spread to 6 other vehicles, and all were damaged. The Willibald-Alexis-Strasse was closed in sections until yesterday morning. The perpetrators escaped unidentified, and the fire commissioner at the State Criminal Investigation Office has taken over the further investigations. According to police, there has been no evidence of any political motive so far. But on a nearby playground, however, the words "class versus class" was discovered written in chalk on the sidewalk. Whether the graffiti is related to the arsons is currently being determined. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.